This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
The doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I hope everybody had a wonderful Easter. For those of us celebrating Passover, we're almost done. It's, you know, it is so funny when it comes to Jewish holidays, and you guys know I'm Jewish, and I love the fact that, you know, I grew up in a home, you know, that taught us, you know, Judeo-Christian ways and, you know, how to love your neighbor and how to, you know, love God and, you know, thank God for the good things that happen. But what I've just never understood is why so many of the Jewish holidays are really, really rough. You know, while, you know, you see, President Trump and the whole Easter egg roll and this big, you know, Easter egg hunt, you know, here we are that are Jewish celebrating Passover. We are constipated as hell. And, you know, the one thing I kind of fear when it comes to my kids is, you know, a lot of the Christian holidays, even though if you really look at their meaning, it's some serious stuff. You know, like the resurrection of Christ for Easter, Christ's birthday on Christmas. I mean, you know, these are solemn holidays that are celebrated by other religions, obviously. Yet, you know, in a kid's eye, it doesn't look that way. Kid's eye, it looks like, you know, we can't eat bread and cookies and cake, you know, while everybody's celebrating Easter and having yummy Easter baskets. And we have to sit here and eat matzah. And, you know, we have to fast for 24 hours, you know, during a... even though we don't make the kids fast, we only make them the kids fast for a half a day, you know, doing Yom Kippur. And, you know, our holidays are a little bit more serious. You know, I work at Torah University, Nevada, great university, and it's a Jewish university such that we get off on the Jewish holidays. We don't have to go to work on the Jewish holidays. And so many people go, oh, man, you know, you're so lucky. You know, you get extra holiday time. You know, where are you going to go? Well, you don't really get to go anywhere because you're celebrating a holiday. You're, you know, when it came time to the high holy days in September, you know, you're in temple. That's where you go. You know, so if you're off work, it's not because you're sitting there, you know, having fun going to Disneyland. It's because you got to go be in temple. Same thing with Passover. You know, we have days off for Passover, which is wonderful. But it's not like you can really do anything or go anywhere. I mean, I was in Philadelphia during Passover, and could I have Philly cheesesteaks the whole time I was there? No, I couldn't, because it was Passover. So I'm not saying this to feel sorry for myself. You know, everybody has, you know, everybody, you know, kind of deals with whatever religion they're in, and they, you know, do as good a job as they can. But, you know, when people go, oh, you know, happy Passover, happy this, it's not necessarily a happy holiday. You know, yeah, we're celebrating, you know, our freedom from slavery and, our being able to get out of the, suppression that we were under, you know, God's, help. But it, you know, it, which is worth celebrating, but it's not fun by any means, okay? It's not fun. Now, we've had, unfortunately, some very, very, you know, scary issues that have happened over the last few days in the news. In Cleveland, there is a, Steve Stevens, allegedly murdered a 74-year-old gentleman. And he posted the video of the murder on Facebook. There's right now a multi-state manhunt underway for this suspect. And, you know, I want to talk about how, one, somebody could murder, but two, why would they put it on Facebook? You know, here's Facebook, and everybody's like, well, Facebook shouldn't exist. You know, it's Facebook's fault for being out there. Facebook didn't cause the murder, okay? People have been murderous, I guess man was made, okay? You know, murder has happened. That's just, look at Cain and Abel. All right, so you can't blame Facebook. And if Facebook didn't exist for somebody to have as a platform to put you know, their suicide or their murder on, they'll use another platform. Remember, Facebook wasn't the first. There were others before Facebook, like MySpace, for example. And now that this is what people want to be able to show the world. They want this viralness or virility of something they put on Facebook or on Twitter or on, even though MySpace doesn't exist, whatever. They want that spread, that viral spread of what they do. Even if Facebook did start to, crack down on what people could post, etc., it wouldn't exist anymore and another site would. This is what people want. Right? You know, people love their social media. And so, unfortunately, we have this manhunt going on now for a gentleman who said he's actually killed many more. And it's very frustrating. It's very scary. So we're obviously going to talk about that. All right, we're going to be talking about mental illness. Apparently, mental illness is on the rise, as we know. Yet access of care isn't just staying stagnant, but it's dwindling. It's going back the other way. Researchers from NYU Langone Medical Center analyzed almost a decade's worth of data and found there are more than 8.3 million Americans, or 3.4% of the population, that suffer from a serious mental health issue. Now, that's a serious mental health issue. We're not talking about the people with anxiety, panic disorder, depression, you know, that's not serious, and they're able to go to work, and they're able to, you know, still function throughout the day. We're talking about severe is already 3.4% of the adult population. Yet, do we have enough facilities for them? No, we don't. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about how that smart bandage is getting closer and closer to being a reality, where it uses electrical currents to detect tissue damage before it's visible to the human eye. This smart bandage could later, warn us that an infection is brewing. Pretty important stuff, pretty cool. We have a mother and daughter who died in a sauna accident. This is a freak sauna accident. Why would two people die within a sauna? We're going to talk about this. We're also going to talk about how drinking gin, this is going to really please a lot of people, can speed up your metabolism. And finally, there was a report out that a married couple couldn't conceive because when the fertility doctor did tests, they found that they were actually twins. Well, something didn't sound right with that story, and from what we understand, it was fake news. But it has brought up the topic of, can twins actually become attracted to each other? This isn't the first time there's been a story discussing twins being close. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-ELLIE. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we have a big problem with fake news. And this weekend, a story had come out that was a fake story, but it got picked up by major media networks. We are talking some of the highest media networks out there picked up this story. I thought something was a little fishy with it because there was a story a few years ago when a married couple actually found out that they were twins and they had to get it annulled, and that was a pretty big story back then in 2008. And so I was like, you know, I don't know. Did this really happen again? But nonetheless, it did. And I guess a paper called the Mississippi Herald I guess, started the fake news story. Now, I don't even know if Mississippi Herald is an actual real newspaper in Mississippi. But the article was titled, Husband and Wife Discover They Are Biological Twins After IVF Clinic Performs Routine DNA Test. It's still out there. If you still Google and look at your Google Health, there's still the story out there. There's still news outlets that cover the story. So it claimed that the married couple learned they were twins through DNA testing at an IVF clinic, and that obviously had sparked just a whole media frenzy going, oh my gosh, how could this happen? And the reason why it was believable, and this why the reason why it preyed on people's naivety, is because when that couple, you know, married, or that couple that was married in 2008 in Great Britain, realized what had happened, it had given rise, they got it annulled immediately, by the way, but it had given rise to the thought that a lot of these children that are either orphaned or, you know, children of sperm donations, etc., they don't have any access to who their biological parents are. And so you could have people that are very, very related to each other, right, who grew up in the same city, right, from somebody's, you know, somebody who donated sperm to women who had wanted to conceive. And so you could technically have half-brothers, half-sisters, you know, growing up. Or somebody who had twins, put them up for adoption. They go and they, you know, stay with a biological parent, or I'm sorry, a non-biological parent, a foster parent. They grow up never having known that there was a twin, and all of a sudden they fall for a twin. And so, yes, it could happen, and we're actually going to be discussing in a few minutes twins being attracted to each other, if that can actually happen. But with this, what I wanted to talk about was how ridiculous it was how a fake news story got as far as it did. I mean, it was, this was probably shared tens of thousands of times. And so I guess there's lessons. They said, first, the article is pretty well written in comparison to other fake news reports. Usually a lot of fake news reports have spelling and grammatical errors. However, this had some very, interesting, grammar in it that, you know, sounded like of somebody from an editorial board. All right. They said it does not let readers easily copy and paste the text of the article. Plus, a Mississippi Herald fake news report is short on details as it claimed a quote-unquote doctor with apparently no name counseled the married couple at a nameless fertility clinic in Jackson, Mississippi, as they discovered they were twins. The article explained that the doctor couldn't be named due to privacy reasons. The Mississippi Herald fake article went on to claim that the married couple had an odd reaction to learning that they were twins. They burst out laughing. The husband said that a lot of people remarked on the fact that they shared the same birthdays and looked similar to each other, but he said it was just a funny coincidence that the couple were definitely not related. So, the Mississippi Herald shares a close name with the Mississippi Sun Herald. Now, the Mississippi Sun Herald comes out of Biloxi, Mississippi. It can also be found listed in Google News, but Mississippi Herald is not listed in Google News. So, the reason why I'm spending time on this is, how are you supposed to know if what you're reading is true? And when you actually, when a major news outlet picks it up, I mean, and most of us, we trust only about four or five of the news outlets. You know, I'll read what Fox News writes. I'll read what CNN News writes. I'll write what Daily Mail. I'll do the New York Daily News. LA Times. I like the Sacramento Bee. I like the Las Vegas Review Journal. I like the Reno Gazette Journal. So there's about a handful I read. But even on one of those news outlets that I brought up, I found a mistake yesterday, and I reported it to them. There was a story where somebody had, I guess, died after having a lap dance. He had a heart attack after having a lap dance. And I'm like, I swear I talked about that on my show a few years back. So when I looked it up, it was the exact same story. And for some reason, the journal or the media outlet rewrote the story. Now, how is this happening? These are supposed to be very ethical, and they are, you know, media outlets that are supposed to be doing their own research. How is this happening? Well, they're not just plagiarizing and copying and pasting. What happens is when they see that there's news, they need to go and cover the story. And what I think a lot of reporters are doing, and what a lot of journalists do, is they go to their main sites to get their facts, and then they try to find some more facts. You know, I'm a journalist, but sometimes I can't get a direct quote. So, you know, for me, I don't want to just reword somebody's article. That's not my work. But what I do like to do, however, is put my Dr. Dahlia spin on a topic. So if there's a heat wave or a heat wave coming in, I may talk about the meteorological report, but then I'm going to teach you guys about heat waves, etc., which is something that most articles don't do. Same thing with this twin story. You know, yes, I wrote an article about it, but I said, look, it's not confirmed. I thought something was fishy about it. But then I talked about, okay, could twins, you know, be attracted to each other? So, you know, I think journalists have to be careful. And this is an example of what Donald Trump was talking about, what many media outlets have talked about, is that fake news goes viral. And then when other media employees jump on that bandwagon and make their own articles and put it up on me, you know, that's the editor's fault. The editor needs to be on top of that and go, okay, where did you get this story? And if they go, well, yeah, but CNN or Fox or New York Daily Times or Daily Mail wrote about it, that doesn't necessarily mean it's true. And what's really concerning is because of this one fake news story, there's now a lot of the news outlets that I've trusted that now I'm starting to get a little nervous about following because they could let something like this happen. And we need to be careful. I mean, we're right now, you know, talking about some pretty heavy-duty stuff going on with North Korea, going on with Russia. You know, we're still trying to, you know, battle ISIS. You know, there's we have a very vulnerable population right now that can unfortunately become very proselytized, could become very, very manipulated. You know, if a bad guy, unfortunately, you know, and if a group of bad individuals really wants to get somebody, they, you know, establish a news outlet and a news source for years. And I'm not trying to bring up conspiracy theories, etc. But what they do is they establish a media outlet that seems to be pretty solid for years. Then all of a sudden, they publish the crap. And people will believe it. They'll be like, yeah, well, it came from ABC, D, E, F, G News. And ABC, D, E, F, G News, right, has always been solid, right? We got to be careful. We really, really have to be careful. And again, Facebook is back in the news. Yeah, Facebook is where a lot of people get their news. There's articles that are trending. There's news that's trending. You know, like right now, I'm looking at an article. I'm looking at a study, and they have all these stories that are supposed to attract your attention on the side. And you're like, well, are these news stories or do they want me to click because then there's certain ads they could sell? Or is it going to be a spam? Is it going to be we need to unfortunately go back to old school where we got our news from a few sources. Now, mind you, those few sources were kind of liberal slanted. So hopefully we have one on the right, one on the left, one mainstream. Maybe we could do something like that or in the middle. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. But that's where the news came from. Now, people, I can't tell you how many times I've even had patients go, look, did you read about this? I go, but it's fake. I think there was some article about Mr. Rogers being some sort of a military, not Navy SEAL, but some sort of a high-up ranking. I don't know, and I think that was fake. You know, and this is, and unfortunately, people, you know, report it and discuss it like it's scripture. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dahlia.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, while on the topic of twins, there is an adorable sonogram of twins kissing. It is just adorable. Two twins kissing inside the womb. And Carissa Gill had given the video or the sonogram picture to news outlets, and it was I guess it was during a 24-week ultrasound, and the ultrasound was done in a doctor's office, and seeing them face to face, you saw that their mouths were open and closing. They've already named the daughters Bella and Kaylee, and you could see Bella was kissing Kaylee's cheek. A couple weeks before, they were kicking each other. And this ultrasound had been done on April 4th at Fetal Vision Imaging in Levittown, Pennsylvania. And I guess the company wrote on Instagram, "Congratulations, Carissa and Randy, with your kissing twins. Thank you for coming to Fetal Vision. We hope you enjoyed your experience with us. So you could see your baby in 3D or 4D. We don't believe there are any risk factors to ultrasound with babies. There was some concern about the heat that could be elicited during an ultrasound machine. But for the most part, ultrasounds are relatively safe when it comes to pregnancies. So the identical girls, Isabella and Kaylee, are supposed to be born July 26th. And I guess they cannot wait to share their photo with daughters in the future. Now, this had brought, obviously, some when you see the kiss, in a sense, of course, and twins kiss each other all the time. You see siblings kiss each other. You see, older brother and, younger brother or older sister, younger sister, older brother, younger sister, whatever. When little kids, toddlers kiss their baby sister on their head, et cetera, or whatever, it is adorable. And, it's a sign of love. And it's a sign of being close. Remember, kids at that age know nothing about sexual attraction or anything. So whenever I've had parents concerned that, brother and sister kiss, when they're kissing each other on their head, and sometimes when they're really young, they kiss on the mouth, they don't realize what they're doing. They see this on TV. They think that if a mommy and daddy kiss, then that shows that they're bonded too. And so for these young kids, we aren't too concerned. All right, that's, and then when they're older, you say just kiss on the head, or you could kiss on the hand, or you could give them hugs, but you just don't kiss on the mouth. And we teach kids not to do that, not because we want to stigmatize it, but we teach them, look, you don't want to spread germs. The mouth has germs, so don't kiss on the mouth. All right, and then all of a sudden they become 25, and they go, my parents said kissing spreads germs, so you're not kissing me. Yeah, and then the boyfriend's like, oh, what? I don't get it. All right, so we talked about how in 2008 a British couple found out that their fraternal twins separated at birth. They had apparently fallen in love, gotten married. As soon as they found out that they were fraternal twins, they annulled the relationship immediately, and they freaked out, obviously. In South Africa, there was a brother who fell for his twin sister. I think he tried to move in with the kiss. She did not share that mutual feeling. No relationship ensued. Many of us saw The Empire Strikes Back, where Princess Leia had absolutely no problem kissing Luke. And nobody made a big deal about it in the 80s when it came to The Empire. Nobody made a big deal about it. But it was obviously a twin kiss. So is there the possibility, of twins actually falling for each other? And do twins become attracted to their other half? Can that happen? Well, in the scientific or the psychological world, we talk about genetic sexual attraction. And genetic sexual attraction doesn't necessarily happen with twins, but it can happen when close biological relatives fall for each other. Many of them who have never met a relative like a cousin or a stepbrother or a half-brother, etc., but they finally meet somebody that they have either hardly ever known or they haven't seen in years, and they become attracted to each other. And a big topic that has come up lately are siblings, going out there trying to find their, half brother or their half sister or their full brother or sister that, got separated at birth. And when they find each other, they connect really, really close. And so genetic sexual attraction is a thing. It's not very common, but it is a thing. We've talked about incest. Incest is rare, all right? I think it's like 0.01% per 100,000 relationships. And unfortunately, most cases of incest are not consensual. So incest happens when somebody is forced by another family member to have sex with them. But you do have a very, very small number of consensual incestual relationships. We never talk about them. They don't really make it public. These things are kept so hush-hush, obviously, because of the social stigma attached. And if somebody is attracted to their brother or sister or their twin, they're not pretty much going to ask to be a part of a case study. Now, we've seen on medical blogs people have asked. They said, look, I'm attracted to my twin brother. What does that mean? What's wrong with me? Why is that happening? And there are explanations. You know, like does attract like. There, you know, when you have a twin, and I could never imagine this because I don't have a twin, but you have such an amazing bond that you guys love each other very, very deeply. And that love is usually a sibling love. But you guys have a bond. You're very, very close. And unfortunately for some, they, you know, and again, it's rare, but there may actually be that, stepping over the line. Look, I feel so close to you. You know, my feelings are confused. And a lot of people have confused feelings. They do confuse sexual feelings with closeness and regular feelings. You know, you talk about bromances, and we talk about best friends and BFFs. And there was somebody who decades ago talked about how, you know, girls that are that close to another girlfriend or guys that are that close to another guy are later sexually attracted to them. Not necessarily. You could have these bonds with people that don't necessarily involve pelvic movements or genitalia getting involved. But we have to, as medical professionals, understand that that could be a possibility. And what's very interesting is they make fun of these things all the time in movies. They do. Like it's a thing. Like if you ever saw Blades of Glory, the brother and sister bad guys, they end up falling for each other or having a relationship with each other. You hear of twins all the time in porn, being able to engage in the act of the, I guess, star of the show or whatever. And, of course, many people fantasize about being with twins. So the discussion of can twins actually, you know, be attracted to each other is something that I don't think has been studied, and I don't think it will be studied. I believe that if there are twins that do get involved in relationships with each other, it is no more common than the amount of consensual incest that occurs out there, but it does. And I know to you and I, it's kind of mind-boggling. It just blows your mind that something like that could happen. But, you know, twins are close. And as you see by the baby picture, which is a really beautiful baby picture of two little infants kissing, it's a bond. And, you know, when you look at animals, for example, if you look at your cats will go up to each other, right, and do some sort of a whisker Morse code type of conversation. And cats that are close will become face-to-face. Coming face-to-face with somebody that you're close is a very common animalistic instinctive tendency. Somebody you don't want to be with, you're far away and you turn your back to. But somebody that you face and get your face up to is very close. So don't be surprised if twins kiss in the womb. That's a very, very natural animalistic type of process. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Speaks. speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DACADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a mother and her daughter die in a freak sauna accident because of a broken door handle. This occurred in the Czech Republic on Saturday. Both mom and daughter, aged 65 and 45 respectively, had died after becoming trapped in their friend's sauna for roughly 90 minutes. This happened near Jisin, to the northeast of Prague. and it appears the women were unable to exit the sauna after the handle broke. They tried to break the door's window, and they couldn't. Their friend found them on the floor, had been like, well, this is odd, they're there for a while. And unfortunately, when their friend found them, she saw that they had died. A 2008 study published in the Journal of Forensic Sciences looked at sauna-related fatalities between 1990 and 2002 in Finland and found that the annual death rate of less than 2 per 100,000 inhabitants. Okay, so it's less then, but still, it occurs. They say the study found that heat exposure was behind a quarter of the deaths. Saunas, in Finland were under the microscope back in 2010 when a finalist at the World Sauna Championships collapsed and died after spending 6 minutes in a sauna. Now, that sauna was 230 degrees Fahrenheit. They say, these saunas are pretty popular things. I guess, you know, people have been using saunas for years to help increase their metabolism. Raising the body temperature of the body, they feel it could raise the metabolism. They say that the act of dehydrating and sweating burns off a lot of ATP, burns off a lot of energy. That could help also burn calories. The steam helps with your sinuses. Helps with your skin looking smooth, etc. But it's some of our bodies cannot tolerate the high temperature. So the article appeared in something called Newser. And so we'll keep you guys posted on any new developments in that, but that's a shame. It's a death that unfortunately didn't have to happen. I hate when you see people that unfortunately die when they're just trying to take care of themselves. All right, let's talk about these smart bandages. All right, there is a new innovative bandage from the University of California, Berkeley, that is using electrical currents to detect tissue damage before it is visible to the eye. So it could provide regular monitoring of a wound. Now, the researchers documented the work in a paper that was published in Nature Communications. And then it was followed a year later by the work of a UK team who had come up with a similar project. I guess the bandage will turn a different color when it detects the onset of infection. So many of us have no idea if the wound is infected. Many times we have to keep the wound closed. We have to keep it, we don't want people keep it continually pulling off their bandage to let them take a look, you know, and see what's underneath it. And so many of us go, okay, well, it's red and it's kind of weepy. And so how do we know if that's normal weepy and not? And I'll kind of talk to you about what an infected wound is versus a non-infected wound. But this bandage, being able to turn a different color, can warn you if there's a gas given off by a bacteria underneath. So there's a lot of applications for this. So apparently it turns bright green when the gel-like material within the dressing can detect bacteria. So we still are waiting for something like this to come to, you know, the market soon. But what it has done is given rise to the discussion of these smart materials. Making materials smart, like we have smart phones, we have smart computers, we have smart assistants like Google Help and Alexa, etc. So smart materials is now the thing of the future when it comes to medicine. And so, for example, there's a smart patch that researchers have developed that's going to help diabetics manage their insulin levels. The patch will monitor blood glucose levels and gradually release insulin if the levels are too high. This device has already been studied on mice. The patch aims to take away the burden of managing insulin levels for people with either type 1 or type 2 diabetes. And with usually, you know, your diabetics, whether they're type 1 or type 2, if they don't have an insulin pump that can read the it's on the inside of the body and that could read the sugar and then inject, where there's a sensor on the inside of the body. Usually you have to prick your finger to check your blood sugar, and then after you prick your finger, you have to decide what you're going to inject. So you end up getting two injections, and you could be doing this up to 4 or 5 times a day. So the patch is covered in microneedles, and it has these little tiny insulin-carrying pouches that are capable of painlessly injecting the insulin into the person using it. Each pouch is designed to break apart swiftly and then release the insulin as glucose levels rise. This is brilliant. Now, there's also another team at Cardiff University, being reported by the Huffington Post, that is developing a smart patch to help detect the early onset of osteoarthritis in the knees. Now, I don't need a patch. I could hear them clicking when I go upstairs. I could just, you know, in a squatting position, trying to bathe the kids in the bubble bath. As soon as I, you know, got up from my knees, they were stiff. I don't need no stinking patch. But for some people, they may want this. The patch utilizes the same technology used to detect damage in the wings of an aircraft. The technology listens out for subsonic cracking sounds in joints. That later is an indicator of problems. The patch promises to provide a cheaper, quicker way of diagnosis than other existing methods. So if you are starting to develop arthritis, you could then luckily be able to, you know, notify your husband or wife going, look, I got arthritis, leave me alone. So, you know, these smart materials are pretty interesting, but let's go back to the wounds. All right, so smart bandages being able to pick up on bacteria or some of the substances released by bacteria. Very interesting. So many of you have no idea if a wound is infected because you get cut, you get stitches, and it turns red. Now, redness or erythema is a sign of infection. True, but sometimes it's not. So if your wound is turning red, okay, what would be the causes of that? Well, remember, whenever you have cut yourself and then you have stitches, your conduit to anything on your body is your bloodstream. So your bloodstream has to get to the wounds. And in order to get to the wounds, it has to dilate some of the vessels as it gets there to be able to release some of the fighting cells like the macrophages, the white blood cells, etc., to be released near the wound. So you see an engorgement of blood supply near a wound, which is why it turns pinkish and why it turns red. Okay? Now, you need extra blood flow to heal the wound. You may also see a clear seepage of fluid. That happens because the body does not like a hole underneath the skin. If you have a pocket or a hole underneath the skin, your body wants to fill that up because air or dead space or empty space is never good in a body. So the body will try to fill it up with fluid. Now, if the fluid is clear and if the fluid is very, like, you know, whitish or pink tinged, we don't panic too much about that. However, when it starts getting cloudy from the clearness, or it starts to get whiter, or it starts to get thicker and more viscous, then that could mean we have some inflammatory cells trying to fight off an infection that already got there. Now, the redness, depending on the wound, the healthy redness, can stay there for, you know, I don't know, anywhere from a day to a few days to a week. But if the redness starts to worsen, see, once the blood supply gets into play and starts supplying what it needs to, it doesn't have to, you know, take a wider surface area. Usually, once the blood supply gets there and starts to redden the area and starts to plump it up or whatever, it doesn't need to spread farther. But if you start to see the redness spread farther, then that can mean an infection. Does that make sense? And if it starts to get more painful, and if it starts to get more swollen, that could be a sign of more fluid getting in there to try to fight infection. And you got to get that wound checked out. 1-877-DUCK-BELLY.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.